Oh, yeah, thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm serious. They don't know. They
I'm a man of God. Amen. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend. I'm not pope. I'm not bishop. I'm not deacon. I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold to that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how the spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? You're good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one that is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I ain't.
You ain't what?
I'm the ruler of the universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one?
I rule everything.
You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda. You all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. Man, I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boop, flew down here from New York. I don't blame my wood too. Sit up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close and stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, ruler of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here. See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you. We got something for you. We'll cast you out. Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send, get her through some prayer curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through it myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the father. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know how folks say, well, you know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old ruler of the universe up there, stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. See him, Pastor? That's ruler of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Ruler of the universe. All right. I know.
Amazing, isn't it? Y'all hear it, right?
Yes, sir.
And now we're dealing with a generation when they come to this ministry, don't nobody have any demons. There's one thing about this ministry right here, is we try to keep at the forefront what Messiah had bought out that has never, ever been bought out in the history of mankind. When he came on the scene, the first thing he did was he exposed the kingdom of darkness. He said, look here, folks, here's a problem. This is what's going on. This is what's harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting you. And the things that I'm doing in this synagogue is things y'all should be doing all the time. What did he do? He went into the synagogue. He preached on the Shabbat. And he cast out devils. That was normal for him.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't norm before him. Nobody was doing it. But when he came on the scenes, he goes, look, Israel, here's the problem. With all of humanity, these disembodied spirits that are taking up residence inside of you, and they're living out their function or the portion of their kingdom in you. Because notice, he didn't cast the demons out of a wall or a tree or a building. Cast them out of human beings. Is that right? So then we fast forward to today. There's only been like a handful of ministries since that time up until now. And I do mean a handful. Matter of fact, you can't even count 10 ministries between the time of Messiah up till now that has literally been consistent in that. Opposing Satan's kingdom. Nobody don't oppose Satan's kingdom today. Look at all these Christian churches. They don't oppose Satan's kingdom. No, they don't. If anything, they're making excuses for Satan. Giving place to the devil. Then you look at the Hebrew Israelites. The only thing they got power to do is raise their voice. Nobody's getting delivered. Nobody's getting set free. I do know a lot of homes have been destroyed. A lot of women being ran through. That's why they should be very careful who they listen to. But hey.
Yes.
And then we fast forwarded, well, that's about, what was that, about 15 years ago we dealt with that one. Maybe a little bit longer. We fast forward today, people come to the ministry bound. I haven't met everybody. But everybody I ever met has had an abundant supply of devils. It's just that you've been living your life, all your life, coping with them.
True. Yeah. True.
Why cope with them?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And today people come to the ministry, the same person that they were when they came 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, same person. You know, everybody wasn't good students in school. You know what I mean? Yes, problem is, you can tell too, they ain't good students in y'all either.
Yeah.
I mean, in the military, you know, we always had to take a test on something. Always had to be tested on something. Matter of fact, before you can even make it to the next rank or next rate, you got to be tested. Had to go through a school. Just even learn primary leadership development, they send you to school for 30 days. In your job description, you get promotion points, and then whenever they drop it, the promotion points, or if you ever make it, because I think 900, I can't remember. I think it was 850. Brother, get Ranger, y'all help me out here for a second. Y'all been in the military. What was the highest promotion point you could get? Was it 850 or 900? I can't remember right now. I've been following the movie. I'm going to show y'all something, though. And, of course, when I went to BNOC, that's going from E586, right? I went to that school. That school was 6 months long. It wasn't hard. It was all this. You know, because you're moving on up the ranks. Brother Tim did 900. But that was in the Marines, wasn't it? I'm talking about in the Army. Yeah, 850 is what I thought. Cornelius just got out of the military. He said 850. I thought it was 850. All right. When I made sergeant, now I'm going to tell y'all how many points that I had. I think I had 832 points out of 850. You know, in it? That means that I on the side, I was doing correspondent courses. I was taking college courses whenever I could because we was in the field a lot. I volunteered for schools, you know, schools that suck. You know what I mean? But you get points. I made sure I stayed proficient, expert. That's 50 points right there. I always max PT. I did everything I was supposed to, right? So you can sit there and be trying to wait to go to the next grade, you know, from sergeant to staff sergeant. All right, or get a promotion, right? You can be sitting there and be a promotable sergeant. And you could be a promotable sergeant for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. That means you probably got 650 points, 700. And what you're doing is you have to understand when the Army drops, you know, they got a chart of all the people, and they only have so many slots available. So when the Army drops a little bit, you know, the promotion points, for instance, like we need to promote 50 more sergeants. So they'll go and look and see all the sergeants that are eligible and see what their points are. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And if they drop it from 850 to 720, everybody is understaffed. They can have a 719, you won't get promoted. Because after you pass the board, you got 30 days, no, you got 90 days you have to wait before you become eligible for promotion. All right? But what I did is I went ahead and burned all that oil, did everything I needed to do, so I don't have to wait for them to drop the damn stuff. You know what I mean? Because they were usually dropping between 50 and 60 points. Sometimes they would just leave it there for months. Sometimes a year they'd leave it at a very height. So I had no problem ever getting promoted. You know what I mean? Because then I had other people that they were actually sergeants. I was a sergeant too, but they outranked me in time and grade. But I would beat them to staff sergeant now over there. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And of course, what I would do, doing an honorable thing, I would say, you know what? Y'all need to move me. Let's just see if we can move me some to another unit. If I was in Bravo Company, move me to Alpha Company or something like that. And because I understand, you know what I mean, here's a guy you've been under,
right.
You know what I mean, for the last year or two or something like that, and now you outrank him.
Right.
I want that, you know what I mean, yeah. And he been in the military 12 years. Here I am 6 years, getting 6 years, getting promoted to E6. You understand what I mean? So that was just gun hope, striving.
All right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that just because you're born again, being born again is just like when a brand new baby is born. That's all it is. That's why Paul will keep making analogies. Why do you want to be, come on. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. But then when I became a man, I put away what? And most people, they are content with being children. They don't ever want to grow up. No, none whatsoever. They don't ever want to grow up. And they do it naturally, and they do it spiritually as well. That's why you don't see no hard. That's why you don't hardly ever see spiritual dynamos. I'm appalled that you can be in this ministry for 3 years and you still don't know the first steps and first principles of how to be delivered. How is that so when I'm talking to a plethora of people? You know what I mean? I don't sit up and give classes like I did in the very beginning because I had already had a nucleus of people that they could teach you as you go. I got other things to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Y'all cut that feedback on because it's going to get hot here. But, you know, people today are just not serious about their soul salvation. Because I'm going to tell you right now, being transformed and going through the transformation process is extremely painful.
Yes.
And most people want to avoid that pain.
Yes,
I mean. Being born again is painful. Staying born again is painful. I don't know who told you it was a bed of roses. You may experience love for the first time in your life when you met Messiah. But boy, he always talked in terms like this. The weapons of our warfare. Warfare? What do you mean warfare? I'm saved. Sanctified by it. No weapon formed against me. Hey. I'm an untouched. No. Welcome to the war. See, most people don't even think they're in a war. They still getting beat up by the same demons that they were prior to coming in to the ministry. You understand what I mean? And people, I've heard all these things. I heard one guy say he just rubbed demons off his arms. I said, really? I said, what book is that? Pharaoh's second chapter, third verse. Another person using surmising says they got a problem. They just take a walk. I said, what? And the spirit, these spirits just walked away from you when you took a walk or some shit? What book is that? See, everybody, these demons are so intelligent that they can easily convince you and convince you to not get delivered. And then when those tactics no longer work, then they use fear.
Come on, Jeff. You're preaching. Oh, you're preaching. Come on, Jeff.
Y'all have to understand, Pastor Dow, alive today, I am probably the number one premier deliverance minister in the world. In the world. So I think I know what I'm talking about. And then I know this minister is number one in the world. And I watch people making all kinds of agreements with these spirits. It's amazing. And I've never, ever, ever seen anybody get any true deliverance and they was able to maintain it unless they was extremely serious about Yah. And watch this one. And hated the garment that was spotted by the flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, literally hate the person that they are.
Yeah.
You see, being born again doesn't change your nature. Why do you think the book tells us all this stuff you got to do? Come on. They give us all these instructions you got to do. People are still oppressed. People still deep breath. They come to the ministry, saints of the Most High, Yah, Israelites. They come to the ministry and they maintain oppression for years.
Man, that's so true.
Husband and wife arguing like cats and dogs. Demons. They're demons. Huh? But everybody is too busy, rather than doing their due diligence to get these things out, everybody's too busy maintaining their position. Boy, these spirits want to maintain their position. Because remember, these spirits, they only get rest when they're inside bodies.
Yeah.
So if you were stupid in the world, you stupid in this too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it real here.
Yes,
really.
Yeah. Come on.
You stupid in the world, you stupid in this too.
Come on.
Now, you ever heard me use this statement before? By the way, greetings each and every last one of you in the precious name of Jesus. Have you ever heard me use this statement before? I've seen you somewhere before. You know what that's implying? I'm not talking about your face or silhouette or nothing like that. Huh? I've seen your spirit somewhere before. The spirit knows exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
You don't. You're like, what do you mean you've seen me somewhere before? You know that you're on your way to perfection when you have mastered self-control.
Mm. Yeah.
I've seen very few people. I've seen, in my whole time of being in ministry, I would venture to say, I maybe have seen 10 people master self-control.
Wow.
One of them is right sitting over there. Of course, I'm on the list. You know I'm on the list. But one of them right over there. Lone Carol's another one. And Ashley's another one. Now, I mean, literally, I'm mastered. And we all didn't get there just because one day we were praying, and it's downloaded in our spirit. Blood, sweat, tears. Most I've never promised you that the way was going to be easy. He just said he'll be there with you. And most of you don't even trust him enough to deliver you. You call him your deliverer, but you never get delivered. I'm going to ask you again. What was the sole purpose, the reason why y'all sure came? For this purpose, was the Son of Yah manifested that he might destroy the worst of the devil. And I'm asking you, when you read all these messages in the book, right, how do you go about doing that? How do you go about doing it? Never before in the history of mankind, nobody's ever seen any power like this. Nobody's never seen no power like this. Well, man could speak to the wind, speak to the storm, as a weapon. Then he would have quit the disciples. The disciples come running back to him and say, Master, the devil's even subject to us through your name.
Through your name. Come on, Jeff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Today, everybody's subject to the devil. We're going to flip the script.
Come on, sir.
And then, if somebody like me really, truly start telling you about yourself, what your problems, you know what happens? That spirit comes to the forefront, starts arguing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, start using all this worldly wisdom to justify. Because you think somebody, out of all this life we got to live, spend their days thinking about attacking you. and then you leave, the same spirits that was ministering to you before I got to you, they still going to be ministering to you afterwards. Oh, yeah, this stuff is real. This stuff is real. Troll City tonight, huh? I tell you what, let's do something with these trolls for a second.
These signs shall follow them that believe. My name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose and set her free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spirits of explosion. Spirits of verbal abuse. Spirits of martial art. Spirits of cruelty. Spirits of hatred. Come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, Satan. Move right now, demon. Move. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of here. I command you, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out here. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name.
You can't have the kingdom, huh? You've been found out, haven't you? Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God. Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. This is new to you. The demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
So, you know, the truth is you're never going to change until your nature changes. Everybody's familiar with that saying, right? Let's just take it a step further. You're never going to change until these demons get out of you.
Hallelujah.
You're going to remain the same person you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You're never going to change. You don't have the power to change.
Hallelujah.
As long as the devil has his place, you ain't got the power to change. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So people can come up with all these brand new ways to have exorcisms and do demons or whatever it is. I just stick with the old-fashioned model. I just stick with the book. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, that first one y'all heard with all them people screaming and hollering. You hear that?
Yes,
that was one of the first mass deliverance we did here straightway. You know the reason why? Because that's how wicked we were.
Yeah.
We were that wicked. That was only straightway.
Wow.
You know how many mass deliverances I've seen when same people come, mass deliverance, and all this hell is busting loose, these other people getting delivered, they're still sitting there. And as soon as somebody manifests, they can't wait to get up out of their seat. So they can go run and so-called help somebody when they need help themselves. Oh, I see it all. I see it all. Yep, sure do. And so people can sit there, and you can obviously look at my family and tell that we're being transformed, we're being changed. You know, obviously you can just tell. But that's only for Pastor Dow and his family, though. You know, am I making sense?
I got it, sir.
But I have learned over the years that it's a true statement. Only desperate people get deliverance.
I mean, yes, sir.
That is a fact.
Yes, sir.
Brother Jordan, now y'all know that Kabir and him had a tornado up there. I just found out about it. Didn't even know. And they had 20 trees down. Tornado hitting way up there in the north like that. You ever heard of harp? You never heard of harp? That's what I believe what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Satan can't do this by himself. He got to use men that are submitted to him at his will. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, you don't never see the thief. You see the people, the individual that the thief is using to steal, kill, and destroy. Anybody ever seen the devil arrested and thrown in prison yet?
No.
You ever seen the cops go running down the street, blaring down the street, trying to arrest the devil? And people testify, the devil made me do it.
Right.
Okay, devil. You get it? Brother Jordan, call number 920-920. We're going to bring up Brother Jordan for a second because he has a few things he needs to say. All right, Brother Jordan, I want to keep you, man. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, son. Go ahead and say your piece.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I just wanted to call in, and I just wanted to bless you and thank you and all of Straightway, and all those who were there for the wedding. I just wanted to thank all those who had a part in setting up the wedding and cleaning it up and all those who helped with the cooking and all that. I think the wedding and the feast was beautiful. So I just wanted to call in and express my gratitude, Pastor. I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful for you guys hosting.
That's a very honorable young man. Most people just... You know what I mean? Real life is due to me. You know something? Very honorable young man. Are you enjoying your bride?
Yes, Pastor, very much so.
Good. Is she enjoying you?
I believe so.
You don't know?
Oh, I know. She's enjoying me, Pastor.
Then, see, the spirit. Dang. Oh, my child enjoy me. They flat out enjoy me. Even if I fall asleep on them.
Hallelujah.
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 They say, yeah, hey, it's fine. We'll let him get his rest, but as soon as he wake up. Hallelujah. Son, it was our honor. And it was our privilege to be able to serve y'all. We hoped everything, and we, of course, we're hearing it now, that everything was to y'all's satisfaction, and hope that Maya's parents enjoyed their time here, and everything is going on fine, man. We do appreciate you calling in, and thank you very much. We receive that, my brother.
Yes, Pastor. Bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Good old Israelite there. Shabbat Shalom. So Kabir and him had a tornado go through. He said he got 20-something trees down. Of course, you know, I'm not crying over that. I'm glad that nothing happened to them.
Yeah.
They got 20-something trees down. Mm-hmm. And them brothers got some work to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I've been watching over the years as the ministry continues to keep getting bigger. And a lot of people just not serious about their approach.
Mm-hmm.
To the ministry, and still act very cardinal. Hey, newsflash, check this out, Rob Mathis, Kabir Daniel, TJ, check this out. The Indianapolis Colts starting safety, retired today. He said he's appreciate the league, appreciate the coach, everything. I'm going to spend the rest of my days serving Jesus. It was out there. I said, I hope you get in touch with Rob.
Yeah.
We're going to see how much you want to serve Jesus.
Right. I mean.
He actually quitting football. Wow. Just walking away from it. But I tell you the truth, I know one thing, he probably preserved his body.
Yeah. Sir.
That's one thing. Now, that's one thing the veterans have done. I still have never been to the VA. One of the things, I just don't like people poking on me and shit. You know what I mean? But, shoot, I should. I get 20%. I could up that some more if I just take my black ass down to VA and get some of that money. You know what I mean? That's rightfully mine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, imagine, man. I went in the Army 6 feet and came out 5'10½". I know people, it's unbelievable. I don't know if I stretched out now and did. I don't think you're gonna stretch out as you get older. They got some spinal decompression stuff. Does that stuff work? I don't know if it works either. I ain't concerned about it, I can tell you that. But but y'all have seriously got to get serious about being delivered. If y'all sisters, if you see a Mother Carol is that way, not because she's a kind and sweet person. She done had her ups and downs and shit shows just like everybody else. But you're looking at a product that's not finished, but is a hell of a lot closer to the finish line than you are. I'm using sisters a lot, you know what I mean? You look at Sister Ashley. Boy, you talking about a firecracker when she got here, boy. Ooh-wee. I know the reason why the Most High sent her here, because he sent her to a tough preacher. But you're looking at someone that's still on a journey to perfection, but they've been working at it. They haven't been passive, they've been active.
Hallelujah.
Mother Jennifer. Very sound mother. Everybody, what they do is they envy the nature of people like this. They want to be like that. They want to have that kind of self-control, but they don't want to, they're not hungry enough. They don't, they have the desire. They don't want to do nothing about it. They don't want to do nothing about it. Nothing about it at all. It's like, I try my best. Teacher does the same thing. I try my best to be an example for the men of Israel. And that's only... out of all the men, there's only a few men that's even tried even just trying to do whatever they can to be an example as well in their prospective places. You know what I mean? Some people they don't really study. You know, if you have somebody in front of you, you're supposed to try to study them. You know what I mean? In case somebody hadn't told you that. You're really supposed to try to study them. Because one day, you're going to be in a position to be an old. And you're going to have a bunch of younger people around that's going to want to hear your wisdom. But you see in the ministry, we got a bunch of old people in ministry. You look and see how many people seek after the wisdom of these old foolish-ass people. They know foolishness when they see it.
True.
If I go and try to counsel with you, I'll be a young fool like an old fool. You know what I mean? You're just not going to just go to anybody and talk about things personal that you need help on if you don't see them fitting the bill. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You want to be wise, you go to the wise. You want to be dumb, go to the dumb. That's just wisdom.
Yeah.
Ain't that wisdom?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe we'll get it one day. What we got up here? Oh, I need to hit this. Listen. Now, I want all the leaders in Israel, that means you're head of a community, homestead, or you have a calling on you, or you're an elder, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, or prophet, or whatever you are. When y'all come to the feast, and especially when you come into services, don't come up here wearing no damn t-shirts. Show some decor. You're supposed to be an example. When you go to the feast, y'all wear your garments. Y'all hear that, leaders? Wear your garments. And stop falling asleep in my damn pulpit. The next leader falls asleep in my pulpit, I'm going to personally come up and throw your ass off the stage in the middle of service. Y'all mark it down. Mark that down. And I'm strong enough to do it, too. Got to be the leader. Got to be the example. Area of business is number two. Some of y'all brothers, y'all know, anybody ever heard of a foul spirit? Some of y'all brothers come to the Sabbath with a foul spirit. When I mean foul spirit, I mean you are funky. You stink like hell. If I get up and I do praise and worship with y'all, I can do that for a whole hour and you would never smell me. You know the reason why? Because I took a bath that morning. I just didn't go throw the water up in the air and run away from it. It makes it very oppressive and hard for you to even come. See, you are praising y'all. You try to praise y'all and all of a sudden that funk come and hit you. It brings you up out of spirit. And here you are, you try to praise and try to get your spirit right, then you have to try to move to the other side. Because of some stink-ass Israelites. I mean stinky, funky, too. It messes up your worship. It messes up your... That's why I call it a foul spirit.
Yes, sir.
Just stinky. In the Christian church, man, they used to say when you come to church, you put on your Sunday best.
Yeah.
Here, people becoming stank. Let me smell another brother in that Sabbath service. Watch and see what happens. Mark my words. Watch and see what happens. And I believe me, I know how to smell through perfume, too. If that spirit gonna be so bold to be so stinky and funky, you about to be so bold to call your nasty stank ass out. Shouldn't he ever say that?
Yes,
and people want wives. What woman want to be up with some stinky-ass man? Don't come to the feast days smelling like a polecat. Nuh-uh. And you hear during the feast day, we got abundant supply of water. If all the shower houses are full, you got that creek back there. There ain't no excuse. You ain't on a mission defending America. Well, you out of the field. You wash your damn behind and brush your teeth. When I'm talking about stinky, I'm talking about also funky breath, too.
I mean,
it's disgusting. See, we don't talk about all this shit. The devil, he'll keep on exporting himself. They're going to be our stink-ass sisters, too. Let me smell another stinky sister. Don't worry about it, Pastor Dolly. He gonna set the record straight with all of you. I'm going to show you what church is all about. You go to the Christian church and they so busy trying to love you to death so they can keep you coming. Still ain't never kept you, but you know what I mean. No, we're going to give you the tough love. Somebody, everybody that said thank you, Pastor.
Yeah,
see how people already know. It don't make no sense for that flesh to be manifesting like that. And you come into the house of Yah, where all the Israelites, he said, what, two or more gathered together in his name, you'd be in the midst. Here's Yah that's sitting there, and then he got the smell. There ain't a sweet smell to the sweet smell of the Savior.
There ain't no sweet
smell. Thanks, baby. There ain't no sweet smell at all. These people, y'all stink. But let me smell you. If I have to come up out of my praise dance and worship or something like that, I'm going, wait, I'm going to let you have it. Y'all don't think I'm telling the truth?
I believe
it. I'm going to, I'm going to put you on straight street. I am going to light you up. Somebody's going to test that both too, watch and see. I guarantee they will. Not only will I light you up, but I'm going to put your ass out of the tabernacle. You ain't out of the ministry, but you out of the tabernacle that day. You think we ought to bring a bar of soap and a towel and washcloth? Have it on standby? It's sad you got to talk to grown folk like this. And some of y'all, a married man smelling like it. That means you funky, your wife funky too. Self as smelling your stink ass. Yeah, this is a universe of painful truth. It really is. All right, we'll move on here for a second. I do appreciate each and every last one. You know, I was on Facebook earlier this week, right? And, of course, these so-called, no, I keep saying so-called Hebrew Israelites, everybody always want to talk about what tithe was. You know, the cattle, the grain, and the wine. Everybody want to talk about that, right? Man, I couldn't take it no more. I finally made a post up there. I said, listen, you Negroes, you all of you, you think that you know so damn much, I'm paraphrasing, right, about the book and tithe and all that shit. I said, I tell you one damn thing, you better obey and bring them damn Federal Reserve notes in, because many of y'all call yourself Israelites, and you ain't got no damn cattle.
True.
You don't have no grain.
True.
And you damn sure don't know how to make wine.
True.
You claim to be a Hebrew Israelite, and you're not even an agricultural person. You can't even grow a damn garden.
True.
Don't forget the other part where it says, first of all, if you had that and you don't have it, you're supposed to change it in for yourself if you're going on the damn journey. But since ain't none of you complying with what the book says, you better bring them damn Federal Reserve notes in, or y'all gonna have your ass. See, they think they're so spiritual when they do that. I remember one guy goes, I was out at a meeting, and he goes, Pastor, you're an Israelite right here. Where's your fringes at? I said, where's your Holy Spirit?
Come on. Come on.
He said, no, wait. I said, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's the question. Let me see. Are you the one that fixed that bill? You dress up the outside of a couple of garments, but inwardly you're raving this wood full of dead man's bones. That's what you are. Is that what y'all do?
Yes, sir.
Word. Where's the Holy Spirit? Where's the power y'all at?
That's it. None of it is.
Where's the fringes? They ain't going to deliver nothing.
No. Not a damn thing. Out of luck.
Come on.
I just had that happen to me this week.
Did you respond like that too?
Exact same thing.
And you, good. And did he hit it?
No, he said, I'm a lie.
You're a lie. Said, and that's something. That's when you say, look at the devil.
I just walked away. He said, how am I supposed to know you? I'm supposed to know you a Hebrew. You ain't got your friends.
Oh, I no man by the flesh.
I said, by the spirit.
He said, come on.
He said, you're a lie. He said, that's a lie. I just walked away.
All right, see you later, niggas.
Wow. That's
God,
man. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
And I said, listen. I say, you see me with a beard on, so that automatically makes me an Israelite, right? So if I cut my beard off, when I stop being an Israelite? You shouldn't round the edges of your head or corner of your face, something like that. I said, really going to talk to Elijah. He was bald-headed.
Yeah, he was.
You people... You so cardinal.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You know what the Arabs say, right? Mm-hmm. The Arabs say the reason why America's having a problem with homosexuality and transgender, because the men ain't got no hair on their face.
Yes, sir.
You can't make a distinction between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
You're like, these men are just dressed up. They really clean shaven, and they're nothing but temple prostitutes.
Wow.
I said, they got a point. They got a point. You can't grow no hair, can you? You got generational skipping, don't you?
You're
starting to come in? Man, when I was 12 years old, I had a full mustache. That ain't nothing on me, man. It's genetics, brother. That don't mean that you ain't an Israelite. These folks I met, what if you can't grow a beard? Elder Ricardo at GOCC, he can't grow a beard. What can you do if you can't grow a beard? You gonna tell me he ain't Israelite because he can't grow a beard? These people, they capitalize on the cardinal stuff. Spiritual stuff, totally avoid.
Yeah.
Where your fringe is at. Okay, again, I always answer, what is the purpose of the fringes? It's supposed to, we're supposed to be able to look down, and they're supposed to remind us to do what?
Obey the commandments.
Okay, how did that work for us?
Come on,
Shell. And people were fringed up.
Yeah.
Long. And put them in at least 6 different captivities.
Wow. Very true.
And now I got the commandments written on my heart. I got
oh, yeah! Hey! Come on!
Usually, 99.9% of the time, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do, if I'm laying on my bed, or if I wake up and stuff, first thing I do is quote the commandments.
Come on!
First thing!
Come on! Yeah, come on!
I'm going to quote the commandment 1,000 times. And I still be messing them up sometimes. Huh? But they are there.
Yeah.
Now, first knew the commandments by the King James way. Now we hear them by the Scriptures way. I call them both ways. And all these people got all this carnality, which they gender to spiritualism, and it ain't helping them in nothing. So now, if you ain't got no fringes on, I mean, suppose I wear my fringes 12 inches long. Will that make me spiritual? You would listen to me then, wouldn't you? Sure you would. I mean, come on. 2-inch fringe, come on, man. You got 12 inch.
12,
y'all see why IUIC is copying our shield? And what they do is if you're a peon, you only get a shield. And then, but if you're somebody else, you get a shield, maybe one sword. Or maybe a shield, two swords. I'm like, these boogers copycat. You understand that this color right here, it looks like purple, but it ain't purple.
Right.
It genders close to purple. IUIC wear that kind of purple. You follow me? I did a newsletter on this. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
A newsletter on this. Many, many moons ago. Because it's up free online. Now you know everybody reading it. Now they all act like all the information originated with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't care as long as people get it. They know all about you. If y'all know so much about y'all, what does the Bible say about you stealing another man's words? They never read it before. What does it say about you people eating all of this? Oh, wait a minute. Ron Dalton went to Africa. I heard he made it to Africa.
Moved?
Yeah, he moved to Africa. This lying ass. You know where he moved to, right?
Where?
South Africa. Me and Elder Rupert look at each other and go, that ain't nothing but America. Damn it, if you're going to move to Africa, I'm waiting to hear the Congo.
Yeah.
Kenya. They moved from one city to another city that's Americanized, colonized.
Sure.
You don't think biometrics is going to be there too?
Right.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting out because shut up. What y'all better do is better learn how to shoot. Better learn how to defend. You better learn how to deliver these spirits before these spirits take you over.
Come on,
and take you further than what you want to say.
Come on,
and further you want to go. Let's do something for a second. Hey, let's talk about something. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Everybody all right?
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Read it, T.
It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. And such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember how I started my little series right there showing y'all, you know, what the Gentiles was lying to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So read on.
That one should have his father's wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're puffed up.
You're what?
Puffed up.
Hey, they got some cookies there because y'all don't have any kind of your wall. But you're puffed up. Come on.
And have not rather mourned.
Have not rather mourned.
That he that has done this deed.
What? Have his father's wife? What did he say?
Has done this deed might be taken away from among you.
You hear that? He that done this deed might be taken away from among you. Y'all hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now you think about that for a second. At first glance, with the American mindset, somebody will go, what kind of sick person it is who want to lay with their mama? But that ain't what it's talking about. Paul knew what the book says. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
He's talking about your father's wife. See, here's another example of polygyny in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Because watch this. Go to Leviticus. Chapter 18. And start at verse 6. Read on down to verse. Just keep reading. Maybe verse 8. Read this.
None of you shall approach to any near of kin.
Y'all hear that? Read on.
To him. To uncover their nakedness.
Come on.
I am Yah. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother. You shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness.
Y'all hear that? Father, nakedness, father, skirt, father, you know, all throughout the scriptures, right? How many times we read, you don't uncover your father's nakedness.
Right.
Father, skirt. It always generates on what? It's
why
it's so controversial, right?
Yep.
It's kind of like, you know, you think about this for a second. Y'all remember Reuben, right? Reuben was the firstborn.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Reuben was the firstborn, and being having the right of the firstborn, he had a right to a double portion of the inheritance out of all the tribes of Israel.
Right.
But what was Reuben's sin? Reuben's sin was he went and laid with Beulah,
right,
Jacob's concubine.
Right.
He sure did. And because of that, what happened to him? Yeah,
right.
And it was given to Joseph.
Right.
He passed up all the brothers, gave it straight to Joseph.
Yeah.
Took the double portion away from Reuben because he defiled his father's house. Same way that Absalom.
Yep.
What was his name? How do you pronounce that name? David's advisor. That's a long name. It begins with an A. Athaliel, Aphelathel, or something like that. A long, long name. Anyway, don't even try. We probably all gonna mess it up. So anyway, if the fail, something like that. That's close enough, man. So you check it out. He was David's advisor, right? So he turns around and he sides with Absalom in the rebellion. And he starts advising Absalom. You know what this book of King David's advisor, you know what he told Absalom to do? If you really want to make a statement on this insurrection ready to take over, you go get your father's concubines, you take them up to the roof, and you lay with every single one of them in front of all of Israel. What kind of... There you go, Sam. You got it. And we just don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that not crazy?
Yeah.
Y'all hear this, right?
Yes,
what is that? Go to 1 Chronicles 5, verse 1.
Ahithophel.
Y'all know how to pronounce it. We know we're trying to. Remember, we're still we in our language. I thank you. Appreciate it, but we got close. Thank you, man. Just help me. We need all the help we can get.
Hallelujah.
I told you, begin with A. That's good enough for me. It begins with, hey, it's good enough for me. Read that. 1 Chronicles 5:1.
Now, the sons of Reuben.
Here we go. Here with Reuben, right?
Reuben.
Watch this. Here we go. Read on.
The firstborn of Israel.
The firstborn of Israel.
For he was the firstborn.
He was the firstborn. Come on.
But for as much as he defiled his father's bed.
What did he do?
Defiled
his father's
bed. He literally defiled his father's bed. You hear that? How did he do that? Read on, teacher.
His birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
See, how y'all think we, as we go along in Israel, how we are learning how to do things and judge things and do it because you can't improve it. It's already in the book.
Right.
Read on.
Given it to the sons of Joseph, the sons of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright.
Now, that's something now. Meaning that if somebody screw up, you get that?
Yeah.
And they transgress, you can't sit up there and say just because he's the firstborn,
right.
you turn around and no matter what they do.
Right.
Kind of like that old wicked-ass Eli and them sons.
Yes.
Now, Eli was righteous, but he was still wicked because he didn't turn around and reprove them bastards.
Yes,
you see what I mean? And y'all got him for that. But you see what I'm saying? So don't sit up and think because you're the firstborn that you're a cement.
Right. That's a good term.
You're solidified. You're in stone.
Yeah, you are.
Now, you know you ain't. You ain't in no stone.
Right.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. And to let you know, man, he went straight to Joseph.
Yeah.
You know how many other tribes in Israel?
Yeah.
You hear that? And go to Deuteronomy 27. Let's see if this is it. Deuteronomy 27, let's start at verse 20. It's still on the same vein. I should be pulling up his. I got Esau right here. I ain't got Esau. I got this. Yeah, that's Esau.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Read on.
It's cursed.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Cursed be he that lies with his father's wife. Because he uncovered his father's skirt.
There you have it. There's democracy in action right there. There you have it. That's it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And it's pretty simple. If you already read 1 Corinthians 5, and you know what Paul is judging, you know he's coming from law.
Right.
All you have to do is just know Leviticus 18, Deuteronomy 27. It talks about the sexual sins, immorality, and it talks about curses.
Yes, sir.
And you can just pretty much collaborate on that, and you got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man, 27 go even deeper. They talk about lying with mother-in-law, everything. And then after that, all the people shall say amen too. So be it out to every single one of them.
Yep.
Wow.
Should be in.
You look at that landmark. 17. Boy. See, the law is righteous, y'all.
Yeah.
You can't. This will let you know what type of y'all we dealing with.
Yes,
hallelujah. But anyway, I got a couple people questions. I got a couple of scriptures written down right here. And about a couple people questioning and asking, because everybody has their own conviction about everything. You know what I mean? There used to be a time we didn't go to the doctor for nothing. We would have sat and died before we went to the doctor. What would he say?
Yes, sir.
We'd flat out died. But the book, be it in the law, I mean, be it the prophets or even in the apocryphal stuff, it's never really truly against the physician. It's against physician that use witchcraft. Now, if you go to Jeremiah 8:22, to help some of you people out there out, now, if you done covered all bases and, shoot, sometimes I pray for folks and I tell them, go to the physician, get checked out, see what y'all did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Jeremiah 8:22, in other words, the scriptures is not against physicians. Read on.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no petition there?
Uh-huh.
Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Isn't that amazing? He's all asking questions in this. Are you following? Now, that doesn't mean every time you get a sniff or your toenail is bleeding or something like that, you're just going to run to the doctor for everything. You understand what I mean? But then, one of the people that Yah chose Now, Luke. Luke. What his name would be called Lucas? After the Greek sort. Colossians 4:14. Look what Paul said right here. Because you know we got the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
We'll help you out on this. Read on.
Luke, the beloved physician.
He was the what?
The beloved physician.
Mind you, he know how to heal the sick. Mm-hmm. He know how to cast out devils. But yet Paul even addressed him as the what?
The beloved.
And Demas greet you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one place where Demas is greeting you.
Mm-hmm.
There's another place he said Demas have to day go. He forsake me because he loved his present evil world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up. Then he turned around and said, even in that same breath, only Luke is with me.
Yeah.
The beloved physician.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
So that's just a few of them right there. All right? Again, that don't mean we go run to them for every damn thing.
Right.
You got to use some discernment, okay? Because you won't get so tied up with them. Because today, in this society, you have to understand, when these scriptures was written and stuff, our people were either in captivity together or they were in their land together. The majority of our life, we all been in captivity because we're all dead as people.
That's true.
Could y'all imagine what kind of people we would be if we all just had all these demons cast out and we're all automatically obedient to our own? Where would we be at today if everybody was obedient in their role? Do y'all imagine where we'd be at? See, so when you hear in the book talking about the canker worm, the palmer worm, and all this, Satan worm.
Yeah.
He was eating them up because we got to worry about, man, Satan, he got front row seat in our house.
Mm.
Sirach 38, verse 1. Who got the apocryphal?
I got one.
You have to read it. If you get it, read it. First one, you get it, read it.
Honor physicians for their service. Yahweh created them.
Who did?
Yahweh. For their gift of healing comes from the Most High.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Now, isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
See, there you are. We get witnesses all over the place. Just depends. I'm telling y'all, when I tell you we didn't go to the doctor, I can talk about some miracles though, boy, when it went on. All right, next thing, we'll just cover two scriptures with head covering. I'm just going down this, because these are things that has been emailed to me, and people been, if it comes up more than one time, then I just go ahead and just shortly deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Why is it, can y'all brothers answer this question for me? Why is it, if a sister fall away from the faith, and make no mistake about it, falling away from the faith is falling away from y'all's people. Somebody got to define this, because if you don't define it, everybody ain't going to get this. Y'all didn't bring you to his people so you can fall away. He brought you to his people so that we all could make it to the kingdom and be perfected. They without us could not be made perfect. You're not going to be made perfect with the heathens out here in this world.
No,
you're not going to be made perfect with your family members on both sides. You're going to be made perfect by striving together with those who are on the same path.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable at times. Sure it is. Yeah, it is. But iron do sharpen iron.
Yeah, come on.
Why is it that today we don't have no endurance substance?
Right.
Why can't we endure hardness as a good soldier? You know what I mean? Why we want to just throw it at that? And why are we so quick to take everything as an offense? I'm going to say it again. Why are we so quick to jump offended at everything? I mean, the book says there's one that slippeth with his tongue, but yet not his speech.
Right.
I mean, can he have a little mercy sometime? Somebody, what you're trying to accuse people of, they may not even admit that, because remember, every other word may gonna give a judgment for, but y'all gonna judge the thought and the intent of those words.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
Yes,
We got to do better. We got to do better. Yeah, it's moving around, Ella, because I got my big old foot up here on the screen monitor doing it like that. Thank you. That's called my nervous condition, man. I'm going to probably have to get out that spirit, brother. But y'all hearing this, though, right?
Yes, sir.
So, don't... The book says the heart knows its own bitterness, don't it?
Yes,
you don't need nobody to tell you about yourself. You already know. You just ain't being honest.
Right. Truth.
Yeah.
Come on, Seth.
No, let's be for real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just ain't being honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just really, truly ain't being honest.
Yes, sir.
If you really, truly be honest, you won't understand. You will find out that people ain't your trouble in life. You are the trouble.
Yes. It is. I'm
a big fan.
It is.
Old wretched man.
I mean, I deal with married people all the time. Women always blaming the husband. Why? They don't understand. Who they supposed to understand, you or y'all?
Mm.
You supposed to be there to help him.
Mm.
Well, he ain't right. That makes two of you. Now what are we going to do about it?
Hallelujah.
If he ain't right, a soft answer, turn away wrath.
Oh,
a woman of meek and quiet spirit is going to press out of y'all a great price.
No.
I go on all day long, but he's going to First Peter chapter 3, man.
Yeah.
We go on, I can show you exactly what your role is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're so busy and concerned about everybody else doing their role. When are we going to do your role? When are we going to do our role?
Prove your homework. Yeah.
Start first verse. Go ahead and read.
Like? Why?
Here we go. Isn't that something? If it's likewise, kind of kindred to, similar.
Same way.
Come on.
You what?
You what?
Be in subjection.
To who?
To your own husband.
Wait a minute. But he. Read it again.
Likewise, you wives,
mm-hmm.
Be in subjection. To your own husband.
Watch this. We got a caveat coming up. Read.
That if any obey, not the word.
Now, you can be spiritual, hook a Messiah, you got all the tongues and everything else. You understand all things. You got it down, and he's flat out wrong in your opinion. But the book told you, woman, that if he what?
That if he obey not the word.
That if he do what?
Obey not the word.
That even if your husband don't even obey the word. What is that?
They also.
They also hard-headed. He could be stubborn. He may just be blind. He can't see it. But this is what the book says about your role. Read.
They also.
I'm going to tell you right now because a man ain't going to listen to no woman. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Come on.
They also may, without the word.
Without the what?
Without the word.
Without you preaching, teaching, trying to tell them what he missed it at. Look, even without not even using the word, look, there's a certain way you should carry yourself trying to keep you in your role.
Yeah.
Read.
Also, without the word, may be won by.
How are they going to be won?
By
what?
The conversation.
By the what?
Conversation.
Well, what's that conversation? A woman of a meek and quiet spirit on the side of y'all is a great price.
Yeah.
A soft answer, turn away wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stand in your role.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Be won by the conversation of the wise.
What kind of conversation you going to have to be won? You going to contend? You going to rebel? You going to fight? You want to keep kicking up your heels, doing your own damn way, and you think you're going to win him? That ain't what the book just got finished telling us. Submission, humility,
mm-hmm.
Get in your role. If you want y'all to fight for you, he can't fight for you when you're rebelling against the kingdom and your role.
Come on, man. Come on. Gotta get in the water first.
Read.
While they behold your chaste conversation.
Y'all hear that? Okay. That means by you being humble. submitteth, not offended. You're entreating, but even if you don't get it, you're still maintaining the integrity of your role. This book of instruction right here. Read on.
Coupled with fear.
That's the problem right there. So how many dollars in Sarah do we got today then? Not many. I mean, Sarah called Abraham master. Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and not afraid without any amazement.
Yeah.
See, I mean, we so concerned, you do yours and I'll do mine. That ain't what the book says.
Mm.
There's an old saying in church we used to say, it's not my brother or sister, but it's me to stand in need of prayer.
Yeah.
Read.
Who's adorning?
Who's going to be what?
Let it not be that outward adorning or the plaiting of the hair.
I tell you right now, a man today would rather have a snag of tooth, bone in the nose, black,
hey.
I mean, skull drag, missile type African. Who damn have toenails will fall off their feet and every damn thing else. As long as she meet submissive, he'll take her over any damn American woman.
I'll lose.
Oh, no, he won't. He will, too. Oh, yes, he will, too.
Indeed.
Oh, yes, he will. See, America done got y'all thinking the same old Roman shit, thinking that your beauty is going to make you divine.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's
fine. Come on, sir.
It's fine. Yeah.
You ain't entitled to nothing. I always ask women all the time when they complain to me, what do you bring to the table? Don't start speaking in tongues with me now. You don't need to jump in. Huh? Because the book says 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Read that real quick. Don't set up and fool around with me. I ain't the one. Read it. Where you at?
Follow after charity.
Go 1 Corinthians 12.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Keep going.
You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led.
Keep reading.
Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed.
Uh-huh.
And that no man can say that Jesus is master, but by the Holy Spirit.
Keep going.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
But the what?
Same Spirit.
Come on.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Master.
That's what I want you to. So if there are differences of administrations, does a man have the same administration as a woman?
No.
Does a woman have the same administration as a man?
No.
Even though, now, God does not discriminate when he gives us all the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
That's right.
But he doesn't remove us from our role.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you have the justification to get out of your role, male or female. Because when it's all said and done, y'all ain't going to judge you most of it. He's going to judge your role.
Yeah,
most of it. What did you do your role? Did you do your role? That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. Are you following me?
Yes,
finish up 1 Peter 3. Mm-hmm. Verse 4.
Was it? I mean, verse 3.
Go ahead.
But adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, and of wearing of gold, or the putting on of apparel. But let it be. The hidden man.
Whoa. The one got a man?
Hidden.
Let me, I'm going to be funny in a second, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the problem. The man is hidden. The one that he wants to surface and come forth, he's still hidden. Go reverse that. Yeah, he's still hitting. That's it. Let it be the hit man or what?
Of the heart.
And he's still hitting. You know the reason why? Because your manifestation is keeping that man hit.
Come on,
sir.
The one that should be at the forefront.
Yeah.
Because he's covered up by that damn flesh.
Flesh.
Response and everything.
That's good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. That's the truth. Yeah.
No, we all over the book. We ain't got no safety scriptures. Yeah, we ain't no, it ain't there. You see what I mean? Don't sit up there and try to tell me nothing. The book is right.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
So let it be the hidden man of what?
Of the heart.
Which is what?
And that which is not corruptible, even the ornament.
Whoa. What?
Ornament.
Ornament of what?
Of a meek and quiet spirit.
When are we going to see that manifestation? When are we going to see the women coming from the meek and quiet spirit? I promise you, you get a hell of a lot much more. You know, there's an old saying in the world. You get more with honey than you do vinegar.
Yes, sir.
And you up here spitting vinegar. Shut up. I'm trying to help everybody.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I talk about speaking in tongues. I ain't let you finish, though. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. I ain't let you finish that one, though.
Yeah.
Read it.
For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man but in Yah. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he does speak mysteries.
So don't give me all this gibberish jabberish when you over here going contrary to what the book says. That's why I call it speaking in tongues. Because you're trying to change the order of Yah. Are you following me? If you're going to spend some time with Yah, spend some time with Yah. But don't sit up there and try to change his order. Because women, the one thing y'all got to understand is that Satan will never stop using you as the weaker vessel to get to the man.
That's good.
He will never stop.
That's good.
He was successful with Eve. All of us been falling ever since. He's still successful with Eve.
Preach.
It's just a fact. Now, when men, when we hear these scriptures, it reminds us of the way our relationship
yes.
with Yah.
Hallelujah.
At least it does with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least it does with me. But going back to what I was talking about earlier, in life, especially after being converted, you still have the same old problems that you had when you first coming in. They will never go away. They'll never go away until you get your heart right. You understand that? You got to first get your heart right if you want them to go away. Because you remember when Paul was writing all these letters to Titus and Timothy and Philemon, and all these was literally instructions in how to conduct assembly. And I might add assembly that was in the houses.
Yes, sir.
They didn't have cathedrals and synagogues and stuff. The Israelites met in the houses.
The house, the house. Yeah.
That's what they met in. Are you following? So he's giving them the way you're supposed to have. Yeah, you still got to set orders. We not like the name Christians and stuff out here, but we still have order amongst us.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul was trying to establish with each and every single one of us. I'm telling you today, I really truly don't think if people are reading the Bible, they're not believing it.
Right.
I really truly don't believe that they're believing it if they're reading it. And I'm going to tell everybody this. I'm going to tell women, I'm going to help y'all out. A man has a whole lot more fear for y'all than you ever will.
Hallelujah.
You know the reason why? Because he's creating his image.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Flat out. That's why he'll do a lot of long suffering. But it's like, y'all suffering, it runs out. It flat out runs out. But remember, earlier we was talking about 1 Corinthians 5:1, right? That's what we were, right? Read that again.
It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you.
Are y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the type of fornication that we discovered that was forbidden by the law. We already went over that, right?
Yes, sir.
We went over that, right? We went over Deuteronomy 27.
Yes, sir.
Leviticus 18. It's just there. Leviticus 18, 6 to 8, Deuteronomy 27, 20. Yeah, it's there. All right, so watch this. We also have, in these scriptures right here, that we have tainted what the meaning of fornication and whoredom is. Because remember what Paul said. You go to Genesis 2:20, go to Genesis 2:24. You got a Genesis 2:24 model, right? We keep it in the vein of this right here, right? When you have it, go ahead and read.
Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be one flesh.
They shall be what?
One flesh.
Read again.
Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife.
That's right.
Shall be one flesh.
All right. Y'all know we're going to be hitting this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, watch this. So you go to 1 Corinthians 6:16. 1 Corinthians 6:16. We're talking about one flesh. You leave your father and mother. You cleave to your wife. You become what?
One flesh.
1 Corinthians 6:16. Read.
What? Know you not?
Know you not?
That he which is joined to an harlot?
He's joined to a harlot. You what?
It's one body?
Uh-oh. Come on.
For two, says he, shall be one flesh.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
So you can't use the Genesis 2:24 model to say if you join to a wife, that only applies to a wife. Well, we do got some trolls up in here, don't we? Ooh-wee, y'all hot tonight, boy. We done did something right, because Elder Rue said them trolls are out. Him and Sam were just McKinney Mutombo. They have been hot in here tonight. So, but you look at this, if you join to a harlot, you also become what?
One flesh.
One flesh. So you can't use Genesis 2:24 to say this is only for just monogamy.
Right, one wife.
Because you turn around and apply them, we got to apply 1 Corinthians 6:16 to this.
Yep.
Y'all get it? Am I making any sense?
Because
both of them say that anytime you join to a woman, basically, you join what? One flesh.
Yes, sir.
But the difference with a harlot is, and remember, what was going on in the day of Corinthians. Paul told these, you have to understand, there was Roman culture.
Yeah.
It was the common thing to do, to go to the temple where temple prostitutes were,
right,
who were serving other gods. Yeah. This is what a harlot was talking about.
Right.
He says, you don't need to go, don't go lay with them. Because you're going to become one with them.
Yeah.
In other words, basically what he was saying, paraphrasing, you go lay with that woman, the same spirit that was in her is going to transfer over to you. Because what she's prostituting herself to do, or man, I hate to say that, boy, I love that. What they were prostituting themselves to do, they're doing it to their gods.
Right. Yeah.
You are Israel, and you're going to go out there and lay with them, you're going to receive those same damn spirits. Y'all getting this, right?
That's
right. So Paul, in other words, he was speaking in a whole lot heavier vein than what we even comprehend today, because we've been tainted by our European American mindset of this culture. We can't even see clearly unless somebody's telling us, preaching us, reminding us. You really truly can't even see. You can't even see the mental warping and the distorting that they've done to our minds, to where we can read something and still can't even see it.
Yeah.
Even though it's jumping right off the page at you.
Yeah.
That's why the book says, faith come out here and here come out of the world, y'all can't hear without preaching.
Either.
Don't worry about that preacher. The preacher on it, boy, Brother Daniel on fire, boy.
Either.
Come on. Brother Daniel said, it's done right there. Good shepherd, it is done. Daniel been on fire all night long.
Hallelujah.
Y'all seeing it though, right? What I'm trying to tell you is that they have put something in front of us, a perception in a way, that when we read the scriptures, unless we have exercised the art of mortifying our flesh, really, truly killing it off, to be able to see the way y'all sees, we're still going to be blinded.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna, I'm telling you, we're not going to be able to see clearly,
yes,
like what the scripture says.
Yep.
I'll give you another example. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 8.
Ecclesiastes?
Yeah, not Ecclesiasticus. Over in the Apocryphal, Ecclesiastes, yes. Chapter 2, verse 8. Watch this. This is hilarious. This is something. I may go over this again in the morning, too, because we may forget that. Read this.
I gathered me also silver and gold.
You know what he said?
Yes,
now, mind you, this was a man that never withheld nothing from his flesh.
Yeah.
Is that right? Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I gathered me silver. I gathered me gold. Come on.
And the peculiar treasure of kings and other provinces.
Listen closely.
I got me men singers and women singers.
You got a bunch of singers, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They can throw down. Come on.
And the delights of the sons of men.
Wait a minute. And the delights of the sons of men. What are they?
As
what?
Musical instruments.
Y'all read my newsletter, right?
Yes, sir.
When I first came across that person, I said, now, wait a minute, Dan. I play musical instruments. Believe me, I play musical instruments. You follow me? I go, you got to be shitting me. So I had to go look behind musical instruments. That's what prompted the news out. You never heard this before, TJ? You hit for it now, boy. Woo, guess what? When you look, it says the delight of sons of men.
Yeah, yeah.
Read that verse again, though. Read it again.
I gathered me, also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the province. I got me men singers and women singers. And the delights of the sons of men as musical
instruments. I'm like, what the shit? I went and looked behind that and seen that it says, what? Concubines. Wives and wives. Now, that's a delight to a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Some old damn guitar in the bed with me or some shit like that. I was like, man, but see, what I'm getting to is this. There is no link that are people that are masquerading that they love Yah that they won't go to cover up and mask his word to fit their agenda. Yeah, they don't have a damn thing to do with musical instruments.
And who is taking
away? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the enemy. Everybody allegedly out there warning everybody about what you should be is telling everybody about me rather than warning everybody about me. Should be warned about all those bastards out there that are lying to your ass making you feel good in your iniquity. See what I mean? You tell me there ain't no penmanship.
That is penmanship. Wow.
Big So, if they're doing that, and they are doing it, if they're doing this and we can clearly see this, what more are they have they done? What more, and what more are they still doing? You see what I mean? That's why you can only see through the lenses. Go to 1 Timothy 5:17. No, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Nope. Hold on. Let me go to 1 Timothy. I'm drawing a blank. Let's prove all things. First Thessalonians 5:21. That's where it is. Go there. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Read that.
Prove all things.
Okay, so I keep telling you, how many times I told y'all about approaching this book? Don't assume because you got, they tell you the Word of God is written out in English, that you're safe. You're still not proven. You still got proof. It says prove how many things?
All things.
So why all of a sudden you adopt a hands-off attitude and proving that? If, when you get finished with all things, what's left over? And I submit to you, that's the reason why we're in the condition we're in today. Because we refuse, being ignorantly or willfully, to do what the book says. Which I guarantee we find safety if we was actually doing what the book says. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If you do exactly what the book says, you'll have safety.
Yes, sir.
And you'll have peace.
Hallelujah.
Love, joy. I've learned this all my life, especially being with Yah, the part that I've been with Yah. Listen to me. When you obey Yah, a lot of times you're looking for answers, all you got to do is be obedient and your answers come.
Yep.
Not for real. Everybody's looking for all these mysteries.
Right.
The mystery, it can be revealed. Mysteries are there to be revealed.
Yes, sir.
But you're only going to get it when you are literally obeying Yah.
Hallelujah.
So we've been talking about relationships. We talk about the order of things and the way it should be. Because we're going to talk about a few other things in Israel that the hell's going on and stuff. And we'll start off talking about deliverance more than anything. I've got to get people to be more proactive when dealing. Listen. The only hard day in Israel was yesterday. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
The only hard day was yesterday. Yesterday's gone.
Yeah.
You still here?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Anything that I ever thought about quitting, you know what I used to tell myself?
Okay.
I'll quit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I ain't even got here.
Yeah.
That's when I quit. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow I ain't got here.
Yeah.
But you come up and I'll quit tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then when tomorrow I get here, I'll come here and quit. I'll quit tomorrow.
Keep on pushing.
Yeah. You understand? That's why when I first came in here, I said, the generations, I do see the generations getting softer. I do. I literally see it. I really see men getting, well, first of all, I mean, you got all the damn cards stacked against you, so you have not only just the damn world, you got all the society stacked against you. You got the whole world using damn woman to break you and tear you down more than any damn thing. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And shit, you got to stay close to Yah in order to keep your balls.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know one thing. Yah said he will make a man more precious than gold. That's what he did.
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking about righteous people tonight. I'm talking about people out of pocket.
Yes,
I'm talking about 100% righteous people tonight. Y'all called us here because you know we can do it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on. True worship. Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it. I love old God. You can do it.
Come on.
But y'all is going to have his remnant.
He is.
Yeah.
Come on. Sir.
He is going to have his remnant.
Wow. Hallelujah.
See what I mean?
Exactly.
But this book, this word has got to be in you. You ain't got to sit there and quote scriptures and recall. It just needs to be there. He'll bring it up when it needs to be.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you got to spend time with the one who you say you love.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear me?
Yep.
You got to spend time. You say you love him, you got to spend time with him. And that time is, it could be in prayer. It could be in fasting. You'll begin to read your word. You'll begin to study in your word. You'll begin to meditate on your word. I mean, don't let the devil condemn you. The devil got you thinking, if you don't get up in the morning and you don't hit your knees every day and cry out and stuff, you ain't spending time with y'all. Bullshit.
Come on, Seth.
Bullshit. David said,
in my bed,
yeah. When I make supplications.
Yeah!
What the hell are you talking about?
Come on.
Anytime you utter, your mind is even clearer and tender and
more. Oh, yeah. Hey. Come on, Seth.
I did that one.
Remember, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Your wicked ass flesh. It don't win the battle, but
yeah.
Keep it up here.
Yeah.
Battlefield mind.
Yeah. Come on, Seth.
Still submit yourself, y'all, right here.
Yeah. Come on.
Y'all hear me?
Hey.
You can worship God on your knees.
Yeah.
Laying prostrate. Standing up or on your back.
Yeah, come on.
You can still be worshiping you.
Yeah, oh.
And the devil, he got you up there stringent like the damn chocolate. No.
Hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah.
And then you go through this ritual. Contribute by Cash App. Many of you right here on Super Chat. Hey, I do appreciate every single offer that does not come unnoticed. I appreciate it. And I use it for the work of the ministry. Everything I do, usually, I promise I use the work of the ministry. I'm just happy to be able to try to be blessed where I can actually bless y'all people.
Read on,
teacher.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain.
There you go.
And when he was set?
That's the king.
Yeah.
Y'all do understand that is the only God we're ever going to see, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In case y'all didn't figure it out, that is the only God we're ever going to see.
Hallelujah.
No, for real.
I'm with you.
He's the only one we're ever going to see. Come on.
His disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Y'all hear that?
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Now, how many times is the book talking about a broken spirit and a contrite heart y'all will not despise? You understand that? Come on.
Blessed are they that mourn.
For they what?
For they shall be comforted.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, let me tell y'all something. The king understands the struggle and the fight. He gets it. We don't understand the struggle. No, no, we do understand the struggle and the fight. It's just that we want to side with the devil all the time.
True.
Did I say something wrong?
No. No.
We don't want. We just want to side with the devil. God for us.
Yeah. Who can be against you? Come on.
Y'all did not send you the straight way to be against you.
No. Hallelujah. Come on, Chef.
No, he sent you straight way to be for you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you may not like it because I keep telling you. The transformation process is
painful.
This is a painful thing. It's called growing.
Growth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
let's work it out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's torture.
Come on.
Oh, it's pain personified.
Oh, yes.
It heals.
Yep.
It hurts like hell.
Yep. Yep.
But guess what? You can have an alternative. And not have no pain at all.
No,
you just have the old flesh and stuff. Never have to worry about being converted. Go to the world. You don't, you don't have to worry about all this mental oppression. You can be free. To that lying devil. Come on.
Blessed are the meek.
Yeah.
For they shall inherit the earth.
No,
the earth.
Oh, bless y'all. Blessed are the meek, they're going to inherit the earth. Yeah, I remember years ago, and it was, this had to be about 30 years ago, teacher. You remember we was preaching against the pre-tribulation rapture?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all weren't around then. So, but we was talking about, you know, y'all ever heard that book series and his movie series called Left Behind?
Yeah.
Man, the Christians were pushing that shit left and down right. And I'm like, these boogers, well, hey, Satan always got the majority, didn't he?
Right.
I'm like, how in the hell can these people believe this shit? There is no way in hell you can believe this shit. The book doesn't teach you that there's going to be a secret rapture of the church before the Great Tribulation.
Right.
But guess what they taught?
Yeah.
It's going to be a secret rapture. That's what they taught.
Right. Yeah.
Here we are. We was one string banjo on a shortwave and AM, FM radio. One string. Don't y'all believe that shit. Don't believe that lie. Don't believe that. Matthew 24:29. You ain't got to go to this right now. No. They lied to you. But guess what? Everybody else is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you got these little few crackpots over here.
Mm-hmm.
These little homely people wearing long johns. Of overalls. Why would you believe them? Look at all these polished people. They tell you this. They're not educated. Look how he look. Look how he talk.
Yeah,
look how we look and look how we talk.
Yeah.
Lie to them left and right. They should have still ain't came in.
Mm-hmm. He turned the books over and it just says fiction.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Isn't that something? Mind you, listen, we've been standing against that false ass shit for over 30 years now. Looking like a fool. Even though we're not a fool.
Right.
Only problem is we could never get none of them damn bullets to debate us.
Right.
They would never do it. You know what I mean? We small fry. Ain't nothing. We're making millions off of you boogers. And they were too. They were making millions off of them. Selling a lot. Well, they found out something. It's like William Miller. Y'all know William Miller? William Miller was was he Anabaptist that turned Seventh-day Adventist? And in 1844, he had already prophesied that Jesus was coming.
Yeah.
There was a certain date in 1844 Jesus was coming. They all went up on top of a mountain. They sold everything, all their business. They sold everything. They all were sitting on top of that mountain. Well, some went up, some went down. Maybe tomorrow. Some went up, some went down. Maybe next day, some went up, some went down. Why y'all think I know I sound crazy. Why y'all think I come up with these sayings? I go, listen, Jesus is not coming this year.
Right.
And he ain't coming next year. And he ain't coming the year after that. Don't I sound stupid? That sound crazy. Pretty much, I tell you what, Pastor Dow is a lot of stuff I say is heading straight towards prophet.
Gotcha.
I'm just telling you straight up. but it ain't real. It's just prophetic saying.
Right.
If you know what the book says, regardless of what the damn world says.
Right.
If I tell you, you can believe it.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm not going to make up no fairy tale shit. I promise you I ain't. Either he is, he ain't. He talking, or he ain't talking, he ain't saying. And mind you, we got this y'all today. He talked to everybody. Man, he's been talking to people. He talked to some people every damn day. He's only appeared to me twice in the whole time I've been living. But he talking to everybody every day. I'm like, you shit me. Quality, father, do we gotta disconnect something? Did I pay the phone bill? Are we disconnecting something? Because I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you like that.
Right.
Let me hear this broadcast like this. Yah is in the inner man.
Yes. Yes, sir. New man.
He speaks if you will learn how to shut up.
Yes.
We'll say it again. I know it went way over y'all heads. When you going to learn how to be quiet and be still?
Yes. No.
I'm going to say it again. Yah is in the inner man. We waiting for y'all to come and bring down the New Jerusalem. That's the Feast of Tabernacles, right?
Yes, sir.
We're waiting on that, right? The Feast of Booths. Y'all is always with us.
Yes.
Instead of just looking out and being mesmerized by something. Remember, I said a key statement. I said a worldly statement. They say, enjoy the journey, not the destination.
Right.
But when you going to learn how to enjoy it?
Right.
I'm telling you something key. Yah is with you. Yah is here.
Yes.
He's nigh you.
Yeah.
Even in your mouth.
Yes.
He's in your heart.
Yes.
He even told you greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. You pray, you turn your head up to heaven and doing all this shit, turning to some of these Kardashian people still turning toward damn east. This foolishness. I could understand if I could talk like this and then I was just like all the rest of these preachers, all I can do is just scream, holler, shout, and quote scripture. But it should be the solidification of truth. When you see this common man who you see every damn thing, you see my faults, my frailties, my every damn thing, but you see the demonstration of Yah in me that you can't deny. You would think that would be enough to convince people. You understand what I mean? And that goes with humility. The word is not even in their mouth, the word of faith which we speak. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I will never leave you nor forsake. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. How much more? What else do you need? Yah is in the inward man. And if you would just learn how to shut up, if you learn how to quiet and steal your spirit. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take some effort. I'm going to finish on this, all right? It's going to take some effort. I want y'all to listen to me. Listen very closely. You ever see me when I'm dealing with people, when I'm praying for them? You ever see me? If you watch me very closely, they'll come and tell me something. The first thing I'll do is do this. You know what I'm doing, right? I am. I'm listening. I'm waiting for not to hear a voice audible like this, because remember, Yah speaks more than annoying.
Right.
Because if I don't say that, you'll be waiting for a voice.
Right.
He just downloads knowing into you.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, anyway, I'll give y'all mysteries you would believe you would not ever hear before in your life. I'm telling you. And so sometimes people come to me and ask for prayer or lay on hands, and I hear their petition, and I'll... I'm trying to quiet my spirit to see what the Father is trying to speak to me. You hear me? Then I'll go into laying on of hands or action. But I need his direction. Because without him, you can't do nothing. You got a bunch of fools out there every day long. They'll egg you along and go through all these formalities and every damn thing else and make you think they're all spiritual and shit because they got great, eloquent, sane words and eloquent speech that, oh, yeah, I tell you what your flesh is. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah your ass half to death. No, I want to hear what that still small voice is saying. When you ask some of me, I'm asking, Father, what do you have for this person? And let me shut up. And I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
This. Let me shut up for a second. Father, what do you have? It's real easy. You know how easy it is to discern the voice? Every good, perfect gift come from above.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom?
Yes, sir.
Do you not? He sent forth His Spirit to heal?
Yes.
You hear anything other than contrary to what you know the kingdom is?
Right.
You know
right.
Satan. Mm-hmm. If you know it's y'all, you can move on with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm giving y'all a lot of nothing. Come on. I'm giving y'all a lot of nuggets in here tonight.
Yeah, you got one more.
I'm giving a lot of it up.
Hallelujah.
Physically, you can shut your mouth and be quiet and still not be quiet. To most people, it's become norm to make noise.
Yes.
Because that's where their power lies. And then out there, there's nothing. But real true strength, real true power lies. How many times? What did he say? Meek, humble, quiet, spirit. I mean, he keeps using these over and over again. What he's trying to do is teach you to gain self-control. So you no longer, say that word again?
Mastery.
So you no longer have control over. Well, many people ain't got control, but they just pop off at their mouth every damn way, showing how weak they are. Because I remember the Bible says a wise man, he know how to hold his tongue and keep the matter until afterwards. The book says a fool utter all his mind. As soon as it comes, he's trying to get you to get, say that word again?
Master.
Over your spirit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how many times when people think I'm being quiet that I'm agreeing with them. They literally think I'm being agreeing with them just because I'm being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They still popping off, bop, 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 and I'm just sitting there watching, listening, and being quiet. Mm-hmm. And they think that I'm agreeing with them just because I'm being quiet. No, you think the Father, that both of us ain't in the flesh. That makes sense. Self-control is one of the fruit of the spirits, which is summed up in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. It's all.
Come on,
Pastor. It's all summed up in it. If you cannot control your tongue, you cannot control your spirit. You never have it. You never have no power either. You never will. So people that are swift to anger, you're weak. 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 There's a time you can be angry, but you can't just be angry because somebody touched your button the wrong way. What button you got, you supposed to be dead any that way.
Come on, Chef.
I think we done had enough now. You don't want to tap out? You want to tap out here?
You are preaching.
I want to tap out here.
Come on.
Preaching. I'm telling you, there's been a lot of nuggets. A lot of nuggets dropped in there. I mean, permanent wisdom been dropped in here tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all better watch this. But
yeah,
if I was y'all, I would listen to this broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I watched last Shabbat minute. It was 4 hours long. I watched that thing at least 4 times already. Mind you, I'm preaching and watched it 4 times already. Mind you, every time I turn around, I come in, they got it on. They ain't missing nothing. And you know how I know they're not missing nothing? Just watch them. And even though, watch this, you can still watch them and still miss it. Because while they're getting it, you're still in the same damn condition. You can sit and watch them love y'all, get closer to y'all and improve, and you can still be on the outside, but you're seeing every damn thing.
Wow.
And still missing the transformation, the mortifying. Killing off dead. But I wish we had a preacher like this in this generation. Huh? I mean, I wish we had a preacher like this when I was young. I'm going to tell you one thing. Y'all have heard a preacher in this generation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Y'all have heard a preacher.
They come by hearing. Hear by the word of Yah, and how can he hear without a
preacher?
And how can he preach except he be sent? Brother Steve, I got you and Sister Wendell's beautiful picture. Brother Steve gets them. It's crazy. Sister Wendell, she's 10 years older than Steve. Ain't got one damn gray hair in her. Brother Steve, he got more gray hair than I. He's about like me. Well, I'm too tall. I'm like them old 70s and stuff. You got tone up here and a tone down there. Tone up here, tone here. Well, glad to be able to live, to be able to get a little bit of grace. You know what I mean? Most people don't make it. You know, I'm going to end it on this. I said I'm going to end it. So, I was listening to, I never ever heard of a guy. There was some guy there by the name of Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle, right? So he got a song out called Last Time That I Checked. So I heard that part. Last time I checked, first thing I did, stopped it. And I went and listened to the instrumental part. Because a lot of times, if I hear music like it, mostly when I'm paying attention to the beat. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, that is a damn good beat. I'm like, that's good. And then I heard him, you know, but he wasn't as vulgar as that other piece of shit that came in. It's supposed to be whoever it was. And then I looked and found out, and mind you, I'll be schooling too. Found out he got killed in a neighborhood he grew up in. No more than a couple of years ago. I immediately turned to my spouse and said, that is one reason why. And mind you, you're talking to a man who has been back to the old neighborhood. Am I telling the truth? I've been back to the old neighborhood preaching, and I learned something that one, I think y'all gave me grace then. And I said, that is the reason why that I teach people, wherever you come from, don't go back to. Because just like y'all can pull you up out of there and save you, anybody who has ordained for eternal life, he can pull them up out of there too. But he don't need you to go be the savior. That's what my mindset was at the time. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because I know black folk.
Yes.
Black folk love killing their own.
Curses.
I'm sorry, they just do.
Yes, sir.
They love killing their own.
Yes, sir. Of course.
I don't want to hear that shit. You want to talk about the white man, the white man, the white man, the white. Yeah, the white man, he killed us, been killing us for a long time. But what the hell you going to say about Chicago and New York?
Yes, sir.
and Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
You go down there in Nashville, Tennessee, black on black, just killing each other left and damn right.
Yeah.
What, am I supposed to ignore that and just capitalize because of the white man? But what about us killing each other? I want to hear that shit. You see what I mean? The devil is a devil is a devil is a devil. He don't give a damn about what color your skin is. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And you still ain't got it yet? And you still want to play this stupid-ass, foolish games? And you got still, and nobody want to talk about black-on-black crimes. The curses are real. We're running these damn things out, straight up. Sending folks to eternity with a stupid mindset. Y'all see the garden video I made this week?
Yes, sir.
Man, when I got finished making that video, I looked up the glory. I said, Father, who'd ever thought? Just something so simple and so peaceful that I could keep you at the forefront of my mind. You can provide us with an abundance of food and supply. And I have brothers and sisters who have the same interest in mind.
Hallelujah.
We can grow up together.
Hallelujah.
Finish our days, get buried in the same cemetery,
yeah,
and then see you resurrection.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That's better be going out acting damn fool with these damn so-called relatives. I'm going to get you. I mean, I ain't getting no damn body, man. My getting day's done. I'm done. I'm going to get the devil. How about that? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you straight up, don't go back where y'all deliver you from.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to help you out. You want a security for it? If any man put his hand toward the plow and look, he is not fit for the kingdom of Yah.
Yep.
No. First, master, let me go and bury my father. No. Let him do what?
Dead.
Do what?
Bury
him there. You keep on in the mission.
That's it.
I got you up out of there. The mission is in.
Yes, sir.
Don't
miss you. Come on.
Step in this long country. I got you up. You better stop looking back, damn it.
Yep.
You better set your face like a flint.
Yep.
Head down, eyes up.
Yes, sir.
Get it straight towards Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
For real. Stop this stupidity.
Yep.
Y'all good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we thank the boss.
Hallelujah!
Saying too, all eyes on the king.
Yeah.
Ooh, all eyes
like
on the king.
Yes.
In other words, go to hell with these folks.
Yeah.
It's all about him.
Hallelujah.
And as long as we're about him, I promise you, he's about us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Honor him.
He has never went back on his word.
No.
Never. But hey, there's a coach. Safety, starting safety. You say they go on to follow Jesus. Rob, I hope you and Daniel can get all done. I really truly do. We're going to see if he really truly want to follow Jesus. Or if he want to go back to the NFL. By the time he gets finished hearing y'all word. Remember, the Most High, he puts a lot of emphasis on your word. He said, if they don't hear you, they won't hear me. Ain't that what he said? But a lot, I'm telling y'all, your word's that powerful. Y'all already children of the kingdom.
Come on,
Rob. Rob said, I'm trying, Shell.
Yeah.
I believe it, Rob. Hey, it's been real, Israel. See y'all tomorrow morning, all right? Hope y'all, hey, enjoy your night. Try to be at peace.
Yes.
Live in peace.
Yes. Come on.
Get rid of all this drama shit.
Yeah. Yes,
it's simple. Whatever makes you feel bad, disagreeable, annoyed, it's Satan's kingdom. Whatever makes you happy, joyful, pleasant, peace, amount, it's the kingdom. Well, what if it? That's the problem. That's the problem. Well, maybe one day the Most High Yah will grant you eyes to see and ears to hear. Anybody got anything? Y'all want to close up? Anybody got anything? Close up. Teach, you got anything? Levi?
Hallelujah.
Good. You're a wise young man. You ain't got a damn thing to say. You don't you ever say shit either. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Last time that I checked.
That's all I know. That's all I know. That's good enough. Last time I checked, the king's still on throne.
It is. Oh, yeah.
All right. And we've had a great cloud of witnesses go before us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're here with a breath and opportunity and our behind the new life. It's our time.
Right. Oh, hey.
Victorious in mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King. Y'all sure the Hamas he at. The King is coming. Bless your holy name, y'all. That law, baby.
That law. Ah, there it is.
Show them what's up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.